Maybe I shouldn't take the time to read this now. Read today's. What? Really? It's great for people that are leaving. Here you go, guys. I mean, dear ones. I am with thee. He hath said it in his truth and tender grace, sealed the promise grandly spoken with how many a mighty token of his love and faithfulness. He is with thee in thy dwelling, shielding thee from fear of ill, all thy burdens kindly bearing, for thy dear ones gently caring, guarding, keeping, blessing still. He is with thee in thy service. He is with thee, certainly, filling with the Spirit's power, giving in the needing hour his own messages by thee. He is with thee, with thy spirit, with thy lips, or with thy pen, in the quiet preparation, in the heart-bowed congregation, never more alone again. He is with thee always, all the nights and all the days, never failing, never frowning, with his loving kindness crowning, tuning all thy life to praise. He is with thee, thine own master, leading, loving to the end, brightening joy and lightening sorrow, all today, yet more tomorrow, King and Savior, Lord and friend. He is with thee, yes, forever, now and through eternity. Then with him forever dwelling, thou shalt share his joy excelling, thou with Christ and Christ with thee. I am with thee. Amen. We didn't hear Sarah's song yet. What's it going to be? 59 in the camp songbook, the white book. Peace, perfect peace. Sister Ming's text. Let's stand and sing it together. Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace by thronging duties pressed to do the will of Jesus, this is rest. Peace, perfect peace with sorrow's surging ground on Jesus.
Death shadowing us and us.
Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Perfect peace. I guess that's what tekum means. You think so? I don't know. Does anybody know these ancient languages? It says pax tekum. You can learn something every day, I'm guessing. Anyway, thank you, Sarah. It's even better to learn it by our experience, in our experience, to have the peace of God that passes understanding. And Brother Graber, boy, we took a lot of your time.
Good.
Come, take some of ours.
Just to buy some more. Lead us in Jesus loves me, this I know.
Okay. That was a good key, wasn't it? That key of C. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let His little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and wholly thine. Thou hast bled and died for me, I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me.
What a wonderful love, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful love of Jesus, flooding and filling our hearts to overflowing. Wow. That's how we know about that wonderful love, is by His glorious word. I like that. Sing them over again to me. Sing them over again. Sing them some more. Sing them over again. That's one of my favorite songs. Wonderful words of what?
Life.
Life. Life. And that's as scriptural as it can be. Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. Have those living words burning in our hearts. We've had so many good things and so many delicious testimonies. They've been so good. Testimonies just bless you, don't they? Some testimonies can just lift you out of the doldrums, and you end up saying to yourself, well, if the Lord can do it for that person, He can do it for me. And He does it. He does it for us. Lord's always full of surprises to bring us blessing. I just enjoyed those testimonies so much. They could have just gone on and on and